Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. I'm sure I'm not alone when I say some of the very best memories of my childhood are from my time playing Little League Baseball. And all these years later, watching the current Little League World Series going on now in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, I still get goosebumps from it. But I'm also seeing things that upset me. Who's the game for? Is it for the kids? Is it for the grown-ups? Or is it just for TV? I don't like having to ask that question. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. So the other day, I happened to be home during the day, and I flipped on a TV, and I caught this Little League game between South Dakota and Louisiana. And they had this kid, this left-handed kid. His name was Gavin Ware, I think. He pitched 5 2/3 innings of no-hit ball. He had to leave because he had reached his pitch limit that the Little League installs. So a kid came in, got the last out, and that was that. And this kid, Gavin, he had 15 strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings. At one point, he struck out 10 in a row. The kid was terrific. But that's not what got my attention. What got my attention was after a certain play, there was time called. Why was time called? It was called so the umpires could go to video review. That's right, video replay review. And I mean, it's not the first time it's been in a Little League World Series, and every time I've seen it in the past, it pisses me off. And in light of what I see in Major League Baseball with the nonsense and some of the rules, that's one thing. But these are kids. And video replay review. Now, folks, you want to disagree with me? Be my guest. But here's one thing that just jumped out at me. Even I don't like the whole video replay review. As far as I'm concerned, you could stick it where the sun don't shine. I don't even care if they had it in Major League Baseball. Because you know what? I grew up without it. Went for a lot of years without it. So did a lot of other people. And this great game was the great American pastime. And it's losing its luster with some of all these cockeyed rules. So if calls are blown, they're blown calls. So be it. Part of life's consequences. What the hell do you want me to say? But I'm watching a Little League replay review. Now understand, and I think I'm right on the money with this. These kids have played in their local tournaments, their regional tournaments, their state tournament, whatever the hell, they all their tournaments to get to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And you know what? They did it without replay review. When they're playing in their Little League games, in their own Little League parks, there's no TV, so there's no replay review. So now we're going to change the rules because it's on TV. It is absolutely absurd to me. But I'll tell you what I also find absurd. When I saw this, I just was home, so I put something on Facebook just telling a story of what I had just seen, video replay review, and I put it out there on Facebook. And I just put it out there like casually as like, you know, a comment. You know, let's see if anybody responds to it. It's not like I'm putting something out with the left and the right in politics or this horror in Afghanistan. This was about Little League replay review. And this really got to me. By and large, most of the comments, and there were a lot of them, most of the comments were in agreement with me. But some were shocking to me. It's an important game. It's a classic. These kids are old. They're owed the fact that it should be gotten, the play should be gotten right. You want to ruin a kid's his dream by a blown call by an umpire? It's an important game. A game of this magnitude shouldn't be decided by a blown call by an umpire. And I'm saying to myself, as I'm watching this, I'm thinking of two, and I always remember them, two quotes from two Hall of Fame baseball players. One was a pitcher and one was a catcher. Bob Lemon, I quote, "Baseball was made for kids and grown-ups only screw it up." Baseball was made for kids and grown-ups only screw it up. And believe me, as I'm reading some of these comments, I'm saying to myself, Bob Lemon was 1,000% correct. I mean, this is a Hall of Famer, former manager. And then the other one is from the great, great three-time MVP, Roy Campanella, whose career was tragically cut short by that car accident. According to Roy, I quote, "You got to be a man to play baseball for a living, but you got to have a lot of little boy in you too." I think both those quotes are right on the money. Because I was involved in Little League Baseball. As I told you, my fondest memories. Little League Baseball was my life. Couldn't wait for Saturday morning to play the games. Couldn't wait to go to practice during the week. My father was a dedicated baseball Little League manager. A working stiff who just loved being part of it. And I don't mean just being part of it. My father got up on a Saturday morning. He opened up the field, put the white lines down on the field, then managed the game, then umpired a game. We were gone a whole day. He also started, because I had a mentally handicapped brother, he started Little League Baseball for children, be it handicapped, disabled, what have you. So Little League, when I say some of my fondest memories of my childhood are from Little League, I ain't lying, okay? But I also remembered, and I'm proud to say, my father wasn't one of those guys. So maybe that's why I get upset with this stuff. When I hear comments, it's life or death, it's kids, the kids got to win, and I see it. I see it in from parents all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. The great majority of parents are great. But, you know, a lot of times over the years being in the business, I wanted to do a story on how parents behave at games. But you can't do the story. You know why it's hard to do that story? Because when they see the camera, everybody puts on their happy face and they go on their best behavior. You need to really do that with a hidden camera. And then you see the truth. And I've seen it. It's the end of the world. My kid's in a slump. He's got to shake it. It's Little League. We're talking about 11, 12-year-old kids, maybe a few 10-year-olds in there. That's it. Let kids be kids. And you know what? What happens if a game is decided by a blown call? You know what? Life's a bitch. That should be every kid's biggest heartbreak. I remember when Tom's River Little League in Jersey, they won the Little League World Series. Todd Frazier, you know, who came to be quite a good major leaguer, you know, led that team. They won the Little League World Series, and then it was the next year they lost. And I remember it's when I was doing the radio at WFAN here in New York at the midday show with Steve Summers. We were the Sweater and the Schmooze. I remember speaking to the manager. The last name was Gaynor. His first name skips me. But I remember what he said to me, and it just reverberates. I hear it all the time when I think of Little League. You know, I go, what now? And he said to me, now the kids can go back to being kids. The kids can go back to being kids. And that to me says it all. Because you know what? There's undue pressure. When I was a kid, the only game that was on was the Little League World Series championship game. That was it. And it was a big deal to play in it. It was a big deal to play in it. And it was an honor to be on TV. Now, these kids are on how many games? You know, it's regional. They go from regional to from state to regional to Williamsport, PA. The camera's on them, and they're asking them questions, and they're asking the parents questions, and they're talking about, well, his fastball's not working, but look at the big curve, and this kid. What are we're talking about kids. Kids need to be kids. Just as that manager said to me over 20 years ago, kids need to be kids. They do. So we're going to bring in video replay review to be in a game, okay? To be in a game that during the entire year, that their entire season, there was no review. So now we're going to change the rules because it's on TV. So again, I'm going to ask, who is this for? Is it for the kids? Is it for the grown-ups? Or is it for TV? I'm believing it's for the grown-ups and TV. See, I believe kids can deal with losing. I believe some of the parents, some of the parents who argue, the ones who are arguing with me on Facebook, arguing with me that, well, it's too important. I don't think some of the parents can't deal with the defeat. I don't think some of the parents can't deal with their kid not being a star. Yeah. That to me is a problem. And then we're going to go to television, and because it's on TV, we're going to change the rules. To me, it's mind-boggling to me. It really is. And there's another factor here as well, folks. And I'll tell you, I had no plan on talking about the Little League here today. But it upset me so much because I will repeat it over and over again because it's supposed to be for the kids. It's supposed to be for the enjoyment. How about the umpires? And some of these comments that I was reading, an umpire who's not good. Some of these umpires, first of all, only get one chance. You get one chance to do it. And you're selected for maybe 12,000 umpires. These umpires don't get paid. They're amateurs. They're not professionals. They are amateurs. I was reading a quote in the New York Times, actually, this morning. One former umpire, a guy's name was Chet Cooper. He was part of the 2012 crew. Other than getting married, having kids and grandkids, that was the best experience of my life. There are a lot of comments like that. Now, these umpires, this year in this Little League World Series, they're having umpires get a second chance at umpiring. Do you know why? Well, because of the pandemic, the people who were chosen for 2021 were given, and it's an altered tournament. Like, for example, there's no international play because of the pandemic. Oh, I understand that. So because of the situation, the umpires who got the invitation to umpire in this Little League World Series, they were allowed to defer until next season. And you know what? All of them did. That's how this is. They do this for nothing. These umpires do this for the sheer enjoyment. They're not pros. They do it for the sheer enjoyment of being Little League umpires or amateur umpires, whether it's high school and this and that. And some of them, they ump thousands of games to get here. I'm not exaggerating. Ump thousands of games, not hundreds, thousands. Some of them are doing it their whole lives. So we're going to hold them. We're going to hold them to the standard that we're going to hold professional umpires to. Guys who are paid a lot of money to be umpires. Pros. It does not make sense to me. It does not make sense to me. Why is this being done? Who is driving the bus here? Is it the parents? Who are we looking out for? The parents, or are we looking out for the kids? We're talking Little League, folks. We're talking Little League. Also, because of the pandemic, instead of having, you have four umpires in each game instead of six. You don't have umpires down the lines. You just have an umpire at each base at home. Why is that? Because of the pandemic. So we're going to hold these umpires to a different standard? And I got to read comments from parents basically mocking umpires for not getting it right, that it's too important to the kids. It's not too important to the kids. Sure, a kid wants to win. You know what the best part about Little League is? The best part about Little League, for a lot of kids, that's the first time the first time in their lives, they feel the pain of loss. You know, a lot of tears, there's a lot of crying. You know that movie League of Their Own, there's no crying in baseball, what Tom Hanks says? But there's plenty of crying in Little League baseball. That's what I think TV does, the pressure does. It mounts and it builds and it builds. So now let's just add to this whole business of video replay review. I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. And for the longest time, I made my career in television. I'm not knocking TV, but when TV drives the bus, when it comes to the welfare of kids, that's a problem. When I saw the video replay review, it just pissed me off, like I said. I think it's stupid, especially when you know, it's different if a kid is dealing with video replay review throughout his season, but he's not. It boggles my mind that they would do this. But then again, it shouldn't boggle my mind because, again, it's grown-ups and television. It just, kids need to be kids. Just like that manager, Coach Gaynor, from the 1998 Little League World Series team, championship team from Tom's River, New Jersey, said to me, now we go back, the kids go back to being kids. It just said so much. Because it's mounting pressure. You can see a kid at the end of a game when his team's losing, the breathing heavy, the tears are coming out. For crying out loud, it's hard for grown-ass men to do it. Now we're putting pressure on kids. There's nothing wrong with learning about loss. There's nothing wrong with feeling that pain. And you know what? Fortunately for a lot of kids, that's the first time they feel pain. Unfortunately, there are a lot of kids for a lot more of important reasons feel pain before the Little League. We're not getting into that now. So it teaches you. And it teaches you, okay, you got to deal with consequences. Shit happens. And umpires don't always get it right. I'm sorry, I could do without replay review in Major League Baseball, but I get it. Stakes are high, there's a lot of money at stake, you know. I get that. But Little League, when from the first time they take the field in their opening game to right now, there's been no little replay review. So let's all change it now because we want the kids to feel like big leaguers? Bullshit. You want to control the game. Do you know, folks, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Anybody who's listened to me, I know, has been a sports fan. Go to a peewee football game. Go to a kid's basketball game. Go to a peewee hockey game. You go to a soccer game with soccer moms. You want to see people act like nuts? Like they embarrass their children by their behavior. That's what spurred me on with this. I put a simple comment on social media and I'm getting reaction like, oh yeah, Russ. Yeah. Like easy for me to say. Are you kidding me? Kids are old. The umpire's got to get it right. Something so important shouldn't be decided by a blown call by an umpire. Oh, okay. I mean, really. As Roy Campanella said, as I quoted earlier, you got to be a man to play baseball for a living, but you got to have a lot of little boy in you too. And I believe that. That's why, and I grew up a Dodgers fan, but that's why Willie Mays, to me, to this day, to me, he's the best I have ever seen. But Willie played with that little boy attitude, that flair, that smile all the time. And I think players who have that, major league players who have that little boy in themselves, they excel better. Because let's be frank, I don't care what your job is. I don't care if you sell pencils, real estate, whatever. Cars, I don't care, whatever. I don't care if you push them up, whatever. If you like what you do, and you have that joy in you, you're going to like it a lot more. But then there's that other quote from fellow Hall of Famer Bob Lemon. Baseball was made for kids, and grown-ups only screw it up. Yeah, let the kids remain kids. Let them remain little boys. And don't, grown-ups and TV, don't put your BS on them. Let the kids be kids. Let the kids be kids. One more time. Baseball was made for kids and grown-ups. Grown-ups, they only screw it up. Thank you, Bob Lemon. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now, I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do it on Twitter, at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can always check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Big time thank you to my home here at Bleav.com, the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, I want to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have a great week, everybody. And remember, baseball was made for kids. And grown-ups, they only screw it up. See you next time.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.